نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي انفسكم افلا تبصرون صدق الله العظيم. If we look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation, then we see the signs of Allah ta'ala's existence in everything. In everything you can see the sign of Allah ta'ala's existence. If you just look at a mango tree, if somebody has to ask, or if somebody has to ask a person that how did this mango tree grow, then they say from one seed. Now if somebody had to show that one seed to a stupid or a foolish person and ask him a question, an atheist, ask him the question, or just tell him that this one mango seed has got 1 million mangoes within it, or this one watermelon seed has got another 1 million watermelon seeds within it, that the person will say, you are talking stupid, you are foolish, you are mad. Yet that one mango seed which is planted, after it grows into a tree, it produces hundreds of thousands of mangoes over a period of time. Some of them bear so much in India, we have seen, and for years and for years. So where did all that come from? That one mango seed. So who is it that gave that one seed the potential to grow so many other mangoes? It is Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. So you can see Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat in the trees. The fish lays its egg where? In the water. Now has anybody seen a mother fish going with paintbrush and painting the colors onto the fish? In the water, the egg is laid, and afterwards you get such beautiful colored fish from there. Where did those colors come from? Can anybody paint on water? So Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat is everywhere. So the recent sighting of Allah Muhammad in the moon by many, many people, because there have been so many people that have sighted it, therefore we cannot deny it. It is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, it is the power of Allah Ta'ala, and for those who have believed in Allah Ta'ala's existence and Allah's might, Allah's Qudrat, Allah's power, they don't even require any more evidence. But for those who reject Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala every now and again shows some of His signs. The moon is a thing that every person can look up and see. The believers, the disbelievers, everyone. So this was one of the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's existence, His Qudrat, His might, His power. Then again it is an assurance for those who have believed in Allah ta'ala that if you are going through difficult times, if you are going through trying times, if there is a lot of oppression, if there is a lot of tyranny, if there is a lot of suppression, at such a time, or you are going through other difficulties and trials, so you don't lose faith in Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is living from all times and He will live forever and ever. Allah Ta'ala is showing that I am still living. I have got my Qudrat, I have got my might, I have got my power, I have got my glory, I have got my majesty, I have got my grandeur, I have got everything. It's you who have gone weak. Allah Ta'ala is telling us that we have gone weak. To draw from the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has showed us how we go about it. Iman and Amal as-Salih. To draw from the Nusrat of Allah Ta'ala, it's Iman and Amal as-Salih. So those who are becoming despondent, or those who are despairing of the Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and they are losing sort of faith and trust, so Allah Ta'ala shows it to them that look at this moon and see there's still Allah and Muhammad there. That if you obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and you follow the tariqah of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then my Nusrat, my help is still there for you even today. I am living, I haven't gone weak. There is no such thing as any deficiency has come in my Qudrat and power. So that is another sign. Then thirdly, for those people who are still rejecting, or for those people who are negligent, for those like us, who in spite of seeing all the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala daily in our own lives, outside world, we are still not making tawbah and istighfar and making rujoo ila Allah, turning towards Allah ta'ala, then it is a warning that soon the same moon and the stars and the sun and the mountains and the waters of the ocean and everything will disappear. Everything will come crashing. The whole universe will become non-existent. Qiyamah is approaching. The times are moving very, very fast. So don't be negligent. Don't show indifference. Get down to Tawbah, Istighfar, and lead a life that is pleasing to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then give us the best in this world too and the best in the Akhirat too. So there are many, many signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So those who did see, we don't deny, many, many saw it, and these are things that are happening frequently now. We are seeing inscriptions on meat, on fish, on vegetable, on fruit, and so many other things. Now, after all those signs, if a person still rejects or does not believe in Allah Ta'ala, then he has only himself to blame for the punishment in the Akhirat and even in this world. So that was one issue which was by the way. Then we come down to the Hidayatul Salikin. Most of you have the first part, which is actually some of the quotations from the majlises that we have had here for the tarbiyah lessons at the madrasa. One of my students has compiled it from the tapes here and there. Allah Ta'ala must reward the student and bless with the best of dunya and akhirat. So there is one thing that I came across in this part too, which is not yet available. Inshallah, it should be available any time. We just have a few copies, which I mentioned in one of my majlises here. And it is quite relevant with regards to this majlis of zikr. Of course, does not mean that only when you come to the majlis of zikr, then this is applicable. It is applicable at all times. But today again, just after the Asr Salat, just before the Maghrib Salat, I got the very strong odor of cigarette from a brother that came to meet me. I'm not mentioning any name. There are many, many people that met me. So therefore I want to read this for the benefit of everyone. Allah Ta'ala has stated in the Quran Sharif, there are many who write to me complaining of their addiction to smoking, and they are keen to quit the habit of smoking. The prescription I give to them, which alhamdulillah many have found effective as a remedy, is as follows. As Muslims, we are always taking the pure name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are praising Him in some way or the other. Consider the salam itself, which we make to our brother Muslims. We are encouraged to make salam in abundance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, must make salam in abundance. So consider this salam. Besides the fact that it is a dua and a form of ibadat, it contains the pure name of Allah, As-Salam. Does it then befit a mu'min to utter the name of Allah Ta'ala with the accompanying odor of tobacco? How many times a day we have to make salam? Just now we will get up from here, we will be making salam again. Outside we go, we are making salam. We are going to the shops, we are meeting our brothers, we are making salam. On the streets we are walking, we are making salam. Now how many times we are taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and we are giving dua. Now that dua which is coming out from a mouth which has got this filthy odor of tobacco, it is not befitting a Muslim. And which Muslim will go repeatedly before he makes salam, he says, hold on, just wait 1 minute, I'm going to brush my teeth because I just smoked now, and then I'll make you salam. Or if the brother made salam, he said, just hold on, I'll go brush my teeth properly and then I'll give you jawab. Nobody will do such a thing. So consider the taking of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so many times when we are making salam. We also have to read the du'as when wearing our clothes, before and after leaving the toilet, whilst driving, entering and leaving the home, before meals, after meals. So many different occasions we are taught the different du'as, masnoon du'as. These du'as contain the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sometimes it is verses of the Quran Sharif that we have to recite. For example, when the person is going to start driving, so he's going to read the Masnoon Duas of. So in there, he's going to read, Subhanallazi sakhkhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqarinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Now this is an ayat of the Quran Sharif. In the morning he's going to read, Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama wa huwa as-sami'ul alim. Ayat of the Quran Sharif. So many different duas which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, there are ayats of the Quran Sharif there. Surah Hashar, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. The whole, almost half a ruku there, which the person will read in the form of dua. Then the three quls, what is it? Verses of the Quran Sharif. So either we are reading verses of the Quran Sharif, or we are taking the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now it is not befitting that there be bad and filthy odor in the mouth of a person, because the angels of Rahmat, they distance themselves. Amongst the sunnats of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, there have been certain things which is common to all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. In there it has been mentioned al-haya, then at-ta'attur, itar, as-siwak, miswak. Now why miswak? And Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam made miswak in abundance. And yet there was no odor from Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam's body or from his mouth, but yet he makes so much of miswak, because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is to visit him, the malaika is to visit him and to teach a lesson or give a lesson to the ummah. So a Muslim is making zikrullah all the time. It's not only on occasions, this is a part of zikr program, but like that we are making zikr all the time. All these masnoon duas are zikrullah. So we also have to read duas, it states, when wearing clothes, before and after leaving the toilet, before and after meals, driving, entering and leaving home, etc., etc. All of which contain the name of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif as well as the Ahadith also encourage us to occupy the tongue in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Added to this, we should abstain out of deference for the malaika, who are exceptionally and extremely sensitive to bad smell. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has instructed that a person who has eaten garlic or onions, which we know are halal, but if you have eaten garlic and onions raw, then he say that you stay away from the masjid until he rids his mouth of the odor of that garlic or onion. Due to the fact that annoyance, it says annoyance was caused to the angels as well as the musallis. The person who smokes, he does not know what torture the person goes through who stands next to him. It's only after we give up smoking, then we realize it. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. In our school days, that was the status. So we too also used to smoke something like, I don't know, I forget the name too now, of that cigarette. But we did not realize that how much of offense we were causing to the people that were standing next to us. We should also consider the fact that we generally cause distress and inconvenience to the so many non-smokers who find smoking a very disagreeable habit. This then is a violation of their rights. So many women folk are undergoing torture. The wives cannot sleep with the husband because of that filthy smell that they have in their mouths of cigarettes. But they suffer in silence. If it had to be the other way around, then only the husbands would have known that if she was a smoker and he was a non-smoker. Then again, consider the fact that in the mother's womb, Allah Ta'ala preserved our mouths from being polluted by having us nourished by our mother's blood. Allah Ta'ala saved us. He saved our mouths because we know that it is the mother's blood by which that baby in the stomach is nourished, the filthy blood. So Allah Ta'ala didn't cause that blood to go through the mouth. Through the medium of the umbilical cord attached to the navel and not the mouth. Why did Allah Ta'ala do this? He saved the mouth because the Sharia classifies and categorizes blood as najis and filth. Thus the mouth was reserved from the inception of our physical creation for the pure zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This tongue was going to be taking the name of Allah Ta'ala when this person was going to come into this world. Then the mother was going to start teaching this child, La ilaha illallah, say Subhanallah, say this, say that. So Allah Ta'ala saved that tongue, which was then going to recite the Quran Sharif, that tongue which was going to make zikr, that tongue which was going to engage in waaz and nasihat, that tongue which was going to engage in so many ibadat. So Allah Ta'ala protected the tongue also from that najasat and filth. When Allah Ta'ala took such care in protecting our mouths from filth, we too should take care in preserving the cleanliness of our mouth. So what will we get in smoking? Throw off the bad habit and then see, you will save money also. There are so many people, I tell them, calculate over the period of time that you have been smoking. I don't know how many hajj you have burnt, how many widows could have survived, how many orphans and how many poor and needy could have been sustained on that which you just burnt. And it helped you no way. It's not that it gave you some physical strength or health. It didn't help you in any way, in physically or in any other way. So these type of habits, when we come to these majlises, we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I've got this weakness, give me the strength, give me the courage to throw away this bad habit. And Allah Ta'ala will then make it easy. If a person makes himmat, then nothing is difficult. So many people have given up their habits of television, of this, of that, of drugs. So if you can give up such bad habits, then what is it difficult to throw away the habit of smoking? So next time the person takes the cigarette, then just think, what am I doing? Firstly, I'm burning money, I'm burning my health, and then my mouth is so filthy that no angel wants to be near me. And the inconvenience or the harm that it is causing to those that are next to us. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me and give all the tawfiq. It is not a difficulty. So those who have got this habit, they should try and get this tape and listen to it. Listen to what I have just said from the time that we commenced. Listen to it 2-3 times over and over. Then it will sink in. And then the person will get the himmat and courage to throw away that bad habit. We invest that same cigarette money, invest it in one tape. And in fact, it's much cheaper because the tape will only cost you 10 rand. Yeah. And the cigarettes, I don't know how many packets you smoke, so whatever, so how much is going to cost? And then again, the masjid will benefit a little from that tape that you will purchase. But rest assured, not 1 cent will come into my pocket. I'm not doing any advertisement here. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. These are important things. Outwardly, we don't give these things much importance, but we are losing the noor of that whole zikr and ibadat that we are making. So even if one person from this congregation today has to give up this bad habit, then I will think that it was worth our discussing this issue again. So that moon issue which I discussed earlier, lots of people have been still phoning and they want to know what is the significance. So what I've just mentioned, that is the significance, that signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala everywhere. So on the tape of tonight, you will even get that issue there. So if somebody queries, you can give them the copy to listen to. And that's it. What I do.
أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہے سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا
ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس مسٹ تھنک آف اور سیلوز ہی از خواجہ عزیز الحسن مجذوب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ گریٹ ولی آف اللہ تعالیٰ اینی سیز تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا او اللہ یو نو ہاؤ ڈرٹی اینڈ فلتھی آئی ایم گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا او اللہ ایوری ہے آف مائی باڈی سیمس ٹو ہیو بین امرسڈ ان دا اوشن آف سنز اینڈ یٹ دیر واز نو کوشچن آف ہم کمیٹنگ اینی کائنڈ آف سنز ہی واز ناٹ انڈلجنگ ان اینی سنز ہی واز ٹاکنگ فرام ہز مقام آف عبدیت The walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they look at the greatness of Allah ta'ala and they consider themselves to be the greatest sinners on earth. So how much we should really think of ourselves as great sinners when we are not of that caliber, we are indeed great sinners. We are soaking, we are drowning in the ocean of sins.
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا
We should just take a fleeting glance from the time we became of age up till now. How many sins we went through in our lives. Some of us only got tawfiq a year ago, some of us got tawfiq 10 years ago, some 20 years ago. But if we have to look at our lives from the time we became of age, then we know what we went through. But again, don't make the mistake of thinking of each sin individually, because shaitan is very shrewd. He will take you back to that sin, play the old reel and give you enjoyment in that sin. So just a fleeting plan that, Ya Allah, definitely in our lifetime we have committed so much of sins.
تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا، گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا، یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا.
We should all consider that the day that we are living in to be the last day of our lives. We've got no guarantee of the next second. Where can we even think of the next day? So therefore we are saying, oh Allah, whatever life is gone, is gone. But the remaining life of mine, let me live in your love, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let my death also be in your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا، تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا، ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ، جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ.
But then again, hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazl and mercy, because He is most forgiving. All He wants is sincere repentance and tawbah.
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. کرم سے تیرے بعید کیا ہے جو فضل مجھ پر بھی میرے رب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش، تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، تیری مدد ہو میری ہو کوشش، تیری کشش ہو میری طلب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو، بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Those brothers who are resting against the walls, if you don't have a backache or any other problem, then join the congregation. When making dua, you should try to be as humble as possible before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But if somebody has got a backache or some other problem with the leg, then they are excused. But those who don't or they can manage, then there must be extreme humility before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's when du'as get accepted. The more humility you show before Allah Ta'ala, du'as get accepted. But if a person shows that I don't really need you very much, O Allah, but if you wish to give me what I'm asking you, you must give it. Then you think Allah Ta'ala will give it. How the beggars beg, we must learn from them. People say that there are lots of people begging in Makkah Sharif and they get
They cling to your clothes and they chase behind you and they don't leave you 1 minute. So I tell them, well, they are teaching you how to beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So those who don't have any problem, of course there are people who are sick who have got problem with their backs, then it is their excuse, but they too should try to sit a little away from the wall when making dua at least. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اللہم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا او اخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. میرے پیارے اللہ, میرے رحیم اللہ, میرے کریم اللہ, او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی مرسیفل اللہ, او مائی کائنڈ اینڈ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, او مائی لونگ اینڈ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. یا اللہ, وی آر ایکسٹریملی سنفل سروینٹس آف یورز, بٹ او اللہ, وی ہیو ریئلائز دیٹ وی ہیو میڈ مسٹیکس ان اور لائفز. او اللہ, وی نو دیٹ وی ہیو وایولیٹڈ اے لاٹ آف یور احکام. ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی ہیو ٹرمپلڈ اپون دا شریعہ. ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی ہیو ٹرمپلڈ اپون دا سنتس آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او اللہ, وی نو دیٹ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ میجر سنز اینڈ مائنر سنز. او اللہ, بٹ وی ہیو آلسو نون that you dearly love the forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my Allah, there is nothing else that has kept us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy and forgiveness. Ya Allah, we want forgiveness of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are confessing before you. Oh Allah, we are begging. Oh Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our major or minor sins. Ya Allah, we know that it is our mistake. Ya Allah, you gave us the himmat and the courage to stay away from sins, but we did not use that himmat and the courage to stay away from sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. You could have seized us there and then. You could have brought about embarrassment, shame and humiliation upon us. Oh my beloved Allah, but how forgiving you are, how merciful you are, that you concealed our sins, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, you could have destroyed us in the cinemas. You could have destroyed us in the theaters. Oh Allah, you could have destroyed us when we were in the casinos. Oh Allah, you could have destroyed us watching filthy movies. You could have destroyed us and brought embarrassment and shame and humiliation and disgrace when reading filthy magazines or when popping drugs into our mouths. But oh Allah, you conceal so much of our faults and weaknesses. Ya Allah, now we are asking you to forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. Ay Allah, how can you not be aware of us? Oh Allah, at this very moment you are aware of our extending our begging bowls before you. Oh Allah, you are seeing our tears of repentance before you. Oh Allah, you are seeing the condition of our hearts in presence of you. Oh my beloved Allah, our young friends, young brothers and sisters who have gathered. Oh Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in their hearts. Ya Allah, the regret that they are expressing. Oh Allah, the remorse that they are expressing. Oh Allah, it is very beloved to you. Oh Allah, with the barakat of their tears, forgive us also. Allah, hamari bhi maghfirat kar de. Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai, hum sab kuch hai, lekin tere bande hai. Mere Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kahan? Oh Allah, whether we go east or west, north or south, Allah, any direction that we go, it is all your kingdom. We cannot leave you and go anyway. Allah, who do we turn towards if we have to leave you? If we have to become annoyed and displeased with you, oh my beloved Allah, then who else is there for us besides you? Allah, all decisions are made by you. Your qudrat and your power knows no bounds and no limits. Ay mere pyare khuda, give us such muhabbat of yours that we accept every decision of yours with a happy heart, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, hame tafweez naseeb farma. Teri zaat-e-ali ke upar tawakkul naseeb farma. Allah, bless us with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with your closeness. Bless us with your closeness, oh my beloved Allah. Bless us with the closeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ay Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat, ay mere pyare Allah. Mere pyare Allah, mere rahim, kareem Allah, hame woh machli bana de, ke jo teri daryaye marifat ki gehrai ki machli ho. Ay mere pyare Allah, gunahon ki nafrat hamare dilon mein dal de. Oh Allah, at present we enjoy sins, oh my Allah. The Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Taba-Tabi'in, the Awliya-e-Ummat, oh my beloved Allah. They make ibadat and they cry over that ibadat, that they have not been able to do justice to that ibadat. Ay Allah, hum gunah karte hai aur haste hai. We commit sins and we brag about our sins. We advertise our sins in our newspapers. Oh Allah, we are proud and arrogant, oh my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, jab gunahon ke upar hum hasne lage, to phir hamare iman ka kya haal hoga? Ay Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Ay Allah, give us hatred of sins in our hearts and put the love of good deeds in our hearts. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless our children with long life. Our parents, if they are living, with long life. Oh Allah, bless the ummah with long life. But oh Allah, bless all of them with good health. Oh Allah, bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Ay Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ay Allah, dua aur dawa mein shifa hai zarur, lekin mere Allah, marizon ki shifa to tere dast ke andar hai. Ya Allah, it is in your hands our cure. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so diseased, ay mere pyare Allah, that our hearts have become filled with pride, with arrogance, with anger, with jealousy, with malice, with greed. Ay mere pyare Allah, day and night our hearts are engulfed with evil passions and desires. After watching all the haram, after listening to all the haram, ay Allah, we walk around with dirty, filthy hearts all the time. Ay mere Allah, an honored guest would not like to sleep in a room in which there are dead cats and rats and filthy bodies lying there. And oh Allah, with this filthy odor and smell, ay Allah, how can you come into such hearts which are filthy and dirty? Lekin mere Allah, we know that you are the purifier of hearts. There is no one else that can purify hearts besides you. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to throw away sins from our lives. Ay Allah, our homes have become cinemas. Oh Allah, our homes have become cinemas. Ay mere pyare khuda, tu hamare gharo ke andar se ان گندی چیزوں کو نکالنے کی ہمت عطا فرما. It has taken away the haya and the shame and the modesty of our children. Oh Allah, it has taken the haya and modesty of our women and men away. Allah, when parents, grandparents, children all watch filthy scenes on the cinema screen, hai mere Allah, where can barakat come into those homes? Allah, tu hamare haal par raham farma. Allah, hum sab ko sehat de, hame afiyat de. Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Allah, that ummah for whom my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood was shed. Ha, mere Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Taif, in Uhud, and so many other places. Hey Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi cried whole night. That ummah for whom my beloved Nabi stood whole night in prayers. Hey Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so concerned. Hey Allah, that ummah today is disunited. There's nothing but division and disunity in that ummah. There's no one to pass the hand of affection and love over their heads anymore. Hey Allah, they have become so weak, that the enemies, oh my beloved Allah, are having a field day bombing the innocent, the women, the children, the young and the old. Allah, they're destroying the masajid. Allah, there's nobody to cry over it. The Muslim governments are just puppets and observers and watching, Allah, the destruction. Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hai. Allah, you use your quwwat and your might and your power, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, shake up the military might of the enemies of Islam. Allah, unki quwwat ko tu hila de. Allah, unki taqat ko tu khatam farma de. Allah, unke qadam ke niche ki zameen ko tu Allah hila de. Allah, shake up the earth beneath their feet. Cause their planes to crash, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, cause them to lose their sleep, oh my beloved Allah. Allah, destroy their arrogance and pride, oh Allah. Allah, unke ghurur aur kibr ko khatam farma. Allah, unko aapas mein lada de. Make them fight amongst themselves. Destroy their coalitions and, oh Allah, their alliances. Allah, either let them get hidayat and get iman and Islam. But, oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they will be obstacles for the ummah, and they have made up their minds to create problems and bring about destruction of the ummah, then, oh Allah, you destroy them like you destroy the Aad and the Samud. Oh Allah, you use the Ababil with tiny little pebbles to destroy the army of Abraham. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi Allah hai. Teri qudrat wahi hai. Teri taqat wahi hai. Ay Allah, aaj bhi teri qudrat aur taqat wahi hai. We have gone weak, O Allah. Our amal and actions have gone weak. But you haven't gone weak, O my Allah. Allah, tu to kamzor nahi hua. Allah, tu teri quwwat ko istemal kar. Use your forces against them. The forces of wind against them. The forces of rain against them. The forces of water against them. The forces of fire against them. Hey, mere Allah, tu unko khatam farma. Allah, mujahideen e Islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما. پیلسٹائن کے مجاہدین کی مدد فرما. ان کے بچوں کی ہمتوں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, جو شہید ہو گئے ان کو اعلیٰ مقامات عطا فرما. اے اللہ, جو ان کے ماں باپ رہ گئے, اے اللہ, ان کو صبر جمیل اور اجر عظیم عطا فرما. اے اللہ, کشمیر میں اور افغانستان میں بھی اللہ جو شہید ہو گئے, اور چچنیا اور بوسنیا میں جو شہید ہو گئے, اے اللہ, ان کی مٹی کو تو قبول فرما, ان کے خون شہادت کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ان کے خون شہادت کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ, ہمیں بھی جذبات عطا فرما, ہمیں بھی جہاد کا جذبہ نصیب فرما, تیرے دین کے خاطر قربانی پیش کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, make us your beloved. Become ours and, oh Allah, make us yours. If you are ours, then everything is ours. Allah, tu hame sehat afiyat de. Allah, hame apna bana le. Aur tu hamara ban ja. Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Jo qarzdar, muhtaj aur tangdast hai, unki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Those who have got financial problems and difficulties, oh Allah, bless them with plenty of halal risk and sustenance and remove their difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. And oh Allah, if in their muqaddar there are no children, then give them sabr jameel. Oh my beloved Allah, Let them realize that it is your rahmat if you do not give children. And it is your ni'mat if you give children. Ay mere pyare khuda, humme tafweez ata farma. Ay Allah, those who are not married and they're looking for marriage partners. Ya Allah, bless them with good marriage partners. Allah unko nek aur saleh jod naseeb farma. Allah jitni pareshaniya jiski bhi ho usko tu dur farma. Tamam deen ke kaam jo ho rahe usko qubool farma. Accept all the works of deen, O Allah. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Tasneef wa taleef ki mehnat qubool farma. Jiska bhi hum par ehsaan hua, Allah tere shayan hai shaan unko jazaye khair ata farma. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحابہ کرام تابعین تبع تابعین اولیاء کرام مشائخ امت اے اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ ہمارے ماں باپ ہمارے بھائی بہن اے اللہ کتنے لوگوں کے احسانات ہیں اے اللہ تو تیری طرف سے سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما اے اللہ تمام مساجد کی حفاظت فرما مدارس کی حفاظت فرما خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما دینی انجمنوں کی حفاظت فرما and bless everyone who is doing the work of deen with ikhlas, oh my beloved Allah. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the duas that he made for the ummah, and especially, oh my beloved Allah, in Hajjatul Wida, the duas that he made. Ay Allah, bless the ummah with all the goodness that he asked for the ummah. Ay Allah, bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.